It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And away we go. It's Evan and Tiki on this beautiful August Thursday afternoon. Sean Morash, Tiki Barber, Loogie along the way as well. Evan a little under the weather today, as we heard. Missed a Met game, Tiki, and that should have been our first sign that the sickness was real.
I'm just going to, like, I should chastise you.
Because I made him feel guilty?
No.
Why?
Connor? What about everybody but Connor?
Oh, right. I forgot Connor was here. Hi, Connor. It's very dark.
I got your back, bro.
Connor. Thank you, Tiki. Sean, you're... just give me no respect.
No respect, Connor. Respect is earned. Respect is earned. All right, we're going to obviously track the Met game, and we will have full reaction to that. They currently lead 1-0, and a first pitch to remember that we will give some thoughts on as well. Plenty of football to get into. Jets and Panthers mixing it up at a joint practice. The Giants get Malik Nabers back on the field. But I do want to begin, Tiki, with the New York Yankees in a couple different avenues. Number one, congrats to them. They avoided disaster by not losing a series to the White Sox after we were in paddock mode at Jet Camp a couple days ago.
It was one bad day.
And they did rebound, and then they opened up last night, and Aaron Judge obviously hits home run number 300. But a moment like that, a milestone like that, gives everybody a chance to kind of pause baseball season and reflect and kind of look at truly what we are seeing. And what we are seeing is one of the great players of all time in a Yankee uniform who has now hit 300 homers faster than any player in Major League Baseball history. And just for starters, and with that, it's almost like we fully still don't appreciate how great he is until it's all over one day.
It's because we're in the middle of it. We're feeling it day by day as opposed to looking back on it and saying, yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's every day it feels like he's the best player that we've ever seen. And I've said that because I haven't been watching baseball as long as some of you listeners out there, even some of you guys. I mean, you grew up watching baseball. Tommy grew up watching baseball. I'm sure Connor did as well. Evan certainly did, but I didn't really get into it because I didn't play it.
Right.
I stopped when I was, 8 years old or 9 years old and started doing other things, running track, going to, played soccer for a little bit. And so baseball wasn't in my blood.
You also grew up in a state that didn't have a professional baseball team.
That too. So I wasn't watching anybody and idolizing and wanting to be that player. So in my baseball viewing lifetime, Aaron Judge is easily the best player that I've ever seen. And at some point, we will stop and say, God, that was amazing. Yeah. Especially when he's not a Yankee any longer. Now, hopefully that's 7 years from now or however long his contract is left. I think it's 6-8 years left. I can't, whatever it is. No, it's only, what do you have, a 9-year deal?
It just feels like a million-year deal, and I'll get reminded 30, when it's 30,
38. Right, I think it's 8 years. Whatever it was.
Whatever.
But either way, we won't appreciate him fully until he's near the end or not here anymore. Because it just feels normal. Yeah. Right? He hit 300 home runs in the shortest amount of time in the history of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And it feels like, yeah, of course, he was supposed to do that.
Yeah. And 500 is that golden number in Major League Baseball. It feels almost preposterous to think Aaron Judge won't get there. But Aaron Judge presents to me, as a Yankee fan, one of the most unique cases and case studies that I think we've ever had in this city, in this town. Because when we think of great franchises in sports, We almost take for granted that the Yankees exist in this town and many of us grew up Yankee fans. They are synonymous with championships. And while every year, many people like me will come on a microphone and scream and yell about Cashman and how 2009 feels longer and longer ago, the Yankees almost, beyond extreme rarely, have ever had a player that could be considered one of the great players of all time and not have a World Series ring on their finger.
Yeah.
So for as much of the bouquets that we're throwing at Aaron Judge's feet, and they're well-deserved, and I love Aaron Judge, to me, as a Yankee fan, Tiki, I need to state this. 300 homers is great. I love the ride that I've been on with Aaron Judge. It's great. Aaron Judge is not going to be an all-time great Yankee as long as he remains ringless.
That's a perspective thing. I think some people will agree with you, some people will not. And I think the differentiator is how do you define your Yankee fandom? Like when you first got into being a Yankee fan, and this is for you, Sean, and for anybody, was it because they were always and historically great? Or was it because in whatever moment you became a Yankee fan, there was a great player, whoever it was, Derek Jeter. I guess in that point, they were still historically great.
But it was Don Mattingly when I first started.
Right, so when you got in, there was a historically great player. But how much of your fandom was, we're also the winningest World Series team in the history of Major League Baseball? Like, how much of it was that? And if it was that, you'll think about Aaron Judge in the context of that championship. But if you just got into baseball because you loved baseball and you loved the players or a specific player, you look at Aaron Judge and you're like, dude, even if he doesn't win one and he's on this track and he hits 600-something home runs, he's going to be an all-time great, even without a championship.
He will be an all-time great in Major League Baseball history, and he's almost punished by the fact that he's a Yankee because of that perspective. If Aaron Judge is doing this as a member of the Anaheim Angels, Mike Trout, great player. He's never going to sniff a World Series likely or all of that. I think we just put him up there. What an all-time great player. But when you're a New York Yankee great, and you think about Ruth and Mantle and Jeter and Mariano and DiMaggio, you think about these guys, multiple World Series champions. To not have one and be an all-time great player is so unique. I mentioned Don Mattingly. Don Mattingly doesn't hold a candle to what Aaron Judge is doing, and injuries robbed him of a great career, but that's the closest example we have. And whenever we rip off the Mount Rushmore Yankees, a lot of us love Don Mattingly in my age, a little older. Guess what? He doesn't sniff those other guys, and why?
Because he didn't have a championship. But there's something different about Judge. There is. And I think maybe it's because we were so inundated with information about him. Like, you don't forget the little things about Aaron. You hear them all. Every time something new happens, in this case, the 300th home run in the shortest amount of time in the history of Major League Baseball, it stacks on top of some other superlative, the most recent one obviously being 62 home runs in 22. And so I get what you're saying. Yes, he will always be judged against the other former the greats in Yankee history. And those championships are, you can never take them away.
Right.
But I think because of the uniqueness of what he looks like and how he plays the game and how he's going to win an MVP. And 2 years ago, he was of however many points, 3 points away from winning the Triple Crown, and he's on a track to do it again this year. It's things that you just don't see, and so at least not consistently like he's done it. And so I think championship would be great, but for me at least, he's going to be an all-time great regardless, as long as he stays on this trajectory.
Now, maybe it's easier for me to say that because as we stand right now, we're assuming there's a lot of baseball left in front of Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of great Yankee teams to be built around Aaron Judge, including potentially this team this year. And that's where I want to pivot and talk about this team that just won 2 out of 3 versus the White Sox, obviously a historically bad team. We stand here right now with the Yankees a half game up on the Baltimore Orioles, 72-50, and it has been... We've probably been too negative at times, even though they went through that horrible stretch. This, to me, out of all the Aaron Judge years, and I know that Evan and Lugie have pounded the table for the Houston Astros, and they'll be the final daddy for the Yankees and this, that, and the other. This is as wide open as the American League has been in the Aaron Judge era with the Yankees.
True.
So if we were going to...
Really, all of baseball.
In all of baseball. You're right. And the Yankees clearly have flaws. But the biggest thing they have going for them is how the other great teams have major flaws.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is ever going to be a year for Aaron Judge to seize it, and I'm not even asking for a dynasty. All you need is one. Look at that banner to the left. A-Rod, to me, will always be a great Yankee. All he ended up needing was that one. Yeah. this has to be
not an all-time Yankee, though.
For me,
meaning his career wasn't all here.
All here.
You know what I mean?
But I still, when I think of A-Rod, I know Mariner, Ranger, I still view him as a World Series champion here.
Right. Let me rephrase that. Because he is an all-time Yankee.
And an MVP.
But he is an all-time Yankee and an MVP, but he didn't play his whole career as a Yankee. Not start to finish Yankee.
And which puts him in a different category.
And Aaron Judge is going to be that.
Exactly.
Like Derek Jeter was that. And some of these other greats that were start to finish Yankees. There's a different like room reserved for those guys, room of excellence reserved to those guys that are truly Yankees for life. As great as A-Rod was, he wasn't. So it's a little bit different, at least in my mind it is.
It would feel so cruel for Aaron Judge to have this kind of career. As you said, threatening for triple crowns and eventually you think 500 homers and to not even play in a World Series or win a World Series, that we would look back at that and go, what a lost era of Yankee baseball.
You know what we would do? We would blame it.
He's gonna get blamed.
No, not him. We would blame it on Cashman.
Of course.
We would blame it on the inferior roster around him. We would blame it on so many other things.
But some will blame Judge for some playoff.
Yeah, of course. We know this, and it's not even worth really like digging into it. He's got to have great postseasons. He has to. Because that's what the greats do in those moments. The reason Eli Manning's going to be a Hall of Famer, it's not because of his regular season. He was, record-wise, exactly average.
Yep.
But when he got to the postseason, he was elite. And so that's why, as unfair as it may be, it's how you get judged when you are the top of the top. When you're just kind of, maybe hanging around near the top, but not really the top of the top. You'll get judged on what you've done, how you made people feel, the excitement that you brought to the game. But when you're like fighting for that number one or two or three or four top five spot of all time in your respective lane, whether it be the organization or the league in general or history in general, you got to have postseason success. You have to.
So 888-808-1019, can Aaron Judge be viewed as an all-time great Yankee without a World Series championship? We'll continue to take your calls now. Jay in Hoboken. Jay, what's up? Hello, Jay.
Jay, what's up? Jay's not there.
Oh, boy. We're off to a hot start. That sounds like the first game of the White Sox series. Ronnie in Red Bank. Ronnie, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
We're good,
what's
man?
Up, Ronnie?
Quick question. I guess it's kind of a hot take, but Aaron Judge, I don't think he's going to ever be able to be in the GOAT debate. The only way he can be in the GOAT debate, honestly, my opinion, is if he takes roids like Barry Bonds. Then that's the only way he can beat him.
Well, I mean, it depends on how long he plays, Ronnie. Right? If he plays for another, 8 years, even if he's at the end and hanging on and just DHing and hitting 35 home runs a season until, whatever, say he's 40. Who knows? Like, seriously. And he gets the 700 home runs. Then you kind of have to say, dude was pretty damn great.
Yeah, and I don't think he'll get the 700 because of his age and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But we already, and so many view that 62 home runs, it's called the American League record, but a lot of people view that as the pure record.
Right.
You will hear the word pure used a lot. He could go down as the most pure home run hitter of all time when there's something to be said for that. Now, I know you're half kidding, but yes. So I don't think we need the first call after Aaron Judge hits 300. With, hey, he needs to take roids like Barry Bonds. What are we doing here? Tom in Freehold. Tom, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All good.
Hey, so, quick question. Who's a better player right now? I mean, hard to say right at the second, but overall, who's had the better career, Mike Trout or Aaron Judge?
I still go Aaron Judge, but I got to be fair, Tom. Mike Trout also gets punished by how many people have not seen him because he's playing on a crummy team on the West Coast at 10 o'clock.
I can honestly tell you, Tom, I think I've watched Mike Trout play baseball 6 times. Maybe. I mean, I'm not even joking.
I get it. I'm not even joking.
Because it's just never on in a time I wanted to watch it when he was on the West Coast.
And Trout will be punished for that.
And the teams were terrible. And so you didn't even want to watch them. And then half the time he was injured.
And you know what I'm thinking? I'm just going back to, like, his rookie year, first year, second year, those unbelievable catches he made as an Angel because they were just so highlighted through SportsCenter, and SportsCenter was so much bigger then, and you could see just highlights as in a different way except social media. So, and I know Aaron Judge is an exceptional defensive player, but overall, Mike Trout's prime was ridiculous. And I'm a big Yankee fan. I mean, I'm like you, Sean. I grew up. The Mattingly era, that was my guy. And, grew up, family loved the Yankees when they were growing up. So Mantle and Maris, and that's right. How I got brought into it. But Mattingly to Jeter and now to Judge, that's kind of, you know, how it progressed for me. But
it's unbelievable.
But overall, just, the prime for Mike Trout was crazy. And to think he has 5 more years on Judge and still only about like 78 to 80 more home runs, pretty wild. So just wanted to get your opinion.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I also think that Tom inadvertently brings up something interesting, too. It's a generational thing, right? So it's 15 years since 2009. So let's say you're a 20-year-old Yankee fan. You probably don't really remember the 2009. You're 5 years old, whatever. Maybe you're watching with your parents. You might be more, the 20-year-old Yankee fan might be more humbled than the arrogance of me at 37 years old or somebody at 45, 50, because Aaron Judge is the best player you've ever seen, and that's your guy. Much like we had the argument with the Giants and Saquon and that being so many fans' guys. Like, maybe that means less to you. Maybe winning a championship in the way you view Aaron Judge means less to the generation below me, Tiki.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe it does, but I doubt it, because so much of the noise around the Yankees is about championships.
Right.
It's not, hey, we're getting close. Think about some of these other teams. Oh, we're building towards something. You think the Orioles are in a must-win-a-championship mode right now?
No.
The answer is no. Like, is it part of the expectation with new ownership who, you know, billionaire who can do basically the same thing that Steve Cohen does? Sure. But there isn't, well, dude, it's been forever since we won a championship. If we don't win a championship this year, it's considered a failure. No. There's really only a couple of teams that are even close to having that conversation. Maybe there's only one. It might just be the Yankees.
Well, yeah,
because I'm trying to think. The Dodgers aren't thinking that way
because they've won one. Yeah.
The Astros certainly aren't thinking that way because they've won one
recently. The Cubs recently. Were used to not winning. They won one.
Exactly.
And the Red Sox have won a ton.
Exactly. So who else in Major League Baseball has this mantra amongst their fans, if we don't win a championship, it's a failure?
No, it's the Yankees.
It's really the Yankees.
Yeah, and football, the Cowboys, but yes,
right,
the
but
Yankees.
I'm talking about just in baseball, it's the Yankees. And so in that regard, that's what's unfair to Judge, is that this unattainable as of late, goal line, it's not there. And so the fact they don't get there, he gets blamed for it. And that's not necessarily his fault. You know, one thing, we talk about like GOAT status and what does it mean, and that first caller, you know, he'll never be the GOAT unless he takes steroids. And I'm assuming he's talking about home run GOAT and, like, power GOAT.
Yeah.
And so, I just had to look this up because I knew that Barry Bonds had a ton of home runs, but his age never calculates in my head. You know what I mean? Like, how old was he when he hit 73 home runs? He was 36 years old.
No, it was crazy.
That's 4 years now from Judge.
Right.
Right. And now Judge is not going to hit 76 home runs because he's earned 73 home runs because he's not taking steroids.
He started the career later.
But after his year 32 season, so year 33 to year 42, Barry Bonds hit 388 home runs.
Insane.
And so we sit here and say, yeah, Judge isn't probably not getting the 700, but are you sure? I mean,
again, it was very much helped. Barry was very
was
much
helped. But a lot of those seasons were 49 home runs,
true,
46 home runs,
maybe
45 home runs. You know, the last two were under 30. Last three, his third to the last one, he only hit 5 because he only played 14 games.
How many years can you hit 55-plus homers?
But now I'm talking about 55. If Aaron Judge hits
50, he's 400 homers away from 700.
I know, but if he hits 50 more over the next 8 to 10 years, 50 a year. I mean, he's getting damn close, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, look, obviously staying healthy is going to be a big part
of it. Can he play to 42? Can Aaron Judge in today's, like, the health, you know, physicality, the way they work out, like his energy, vitamins, eating right, all that stuff. Can he play another decade?
Not in the outfield, he can't, but he can in
baseball. I'm not talking about playing in the outfield.
Just if, yes.
5, 8 years, 6, 7 years from now, let him be the DH. Just get up there and hit home runs.
I would say yes.
He could do it for another decade. Now, you're telling me for another decade he can't hit close to 50 home runs a season? I mean, I'm telling you he can get to 700.
Look, I want to say that, but you just never know the way guys age, especially if you're not helped out.
I don't feel like...
He's got to go through the TB12
method. But I also don't feel like he's going to age poorly. He seems very aware of his body.
Yeah.
You know, and you see it because at age 32, guys start to look different. He does it.
And you know what else helps? If a team like the White Sox is stupid enough to walk Juan Soto to get to Aaron Judge.
walk Juan Soto and then pitch around him.
Right.
So you get to a 3-0 count. What? How does that make any damn sense?
That was a bad right. look for Grady Sizemore.
Right. If you're gonna go after Judge, throw him strikes.
Bad look for him. We'll continue to take your calls on this. And plus, if this Yankee team is going to get Aaron Judge a World Series ring, there is one major hurdle, and we saw it in the dugout last night. More thoughts on that. It's Evan and Tiki. Evan with a little sick day. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happened when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Evan, a little sick day. Although, most people, when they have the sniffles and they're sick, probably when you go to sleep, you stay asleep. Evan Roberts at 4 a.m. tweeting, basically, what a win.
I know.
He went to sleep when he left the show last night because he was feeling like crap and woke up at 2 a.m. Now, Tiki, look, colds, flus, whatever. If I don't feel great, usually one good night's sleep can be all I need. I am never, ever, ever, and I will promise you guys all this, if I am sick, I am not waking up at 2 in the morning and my thought is, let me put on the baseball game I fell asleep during. Mm-hmm. I think I'm taking more NyQuil and going back to bed.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
I think I'll just go to MLB.com and find the highlights.
Exactly. And it's 162 games, and I knew it was a big Met game last night. What is Evan doing? And do we think he scored the game last night?
Of course he did.
Come on.
Of course he did.
I'm a baby.
That's why he didn't respond to us yesterday when we were talking about the Mets game. Because for those that missed it, if you missed it, you can find it on the podcast from yesterday. Evan was saying how this game, meaning last night's game, had to be an ass-kicking. If Edwin Diaz is going to sit there and say, Austin Adams, you crossed the line, and we're upset about it, something better happen the next day. And it did. They ran up the score on him. It was great. And so we write this in our group chat, crickets.
Yeah,
now we should have known.
Now, also, there's something that took place out of our group chat. I think we could peel back the curtain to the audience. Lugie took off yesterday. Mm-hmm. No coincidence, takes off after a big Met loss.
No, schedule, but okay.
And he goes, I had the show go. I did the Lug hour last night. I got home extra late, and I'm going back. Evan was under the weather. I go, we kind of had some fun with him on the air about that. And I forgot Lug hour going to Nashville next week, Tiki. So I'm on vacation next week. Lug hour's heading to Nashville, and he goes, is this guy serious? If I get sick from this guy, and I was saying the same thing. I don't want to get sick. I don't care what you have. I don't want to get sick before vacation. Lug hour took it upon himself to side text Evan.
Nice.
Oh, I gave him the business. Yeah. I said, don't be a hero. If you don't feel well, stay home. Yeah. Do the show from home.
I'm not trying to get sick before I go to Nashville.
I said, two of us are going on vacation. Tiki's always going on vacation. He's always doing little pop-up things. Don't come in.
Yeah,
I'm never going back to me.
Dave, boys.
Yeah.
You guys are gone for weeks. I'm gone for a day.
I know. Yeah, Tiki dots the whole country one day at a time. It's unbelievable. But nonetheless, so do we think Evan ultimately felt worse, or he saw Lou Gower's text and said, I guess I won't.
I think he probably saw Lugie's text. I'm going to take the day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be good for the weekend.
What time did he officially decide that he wasn't coming in? Was it before or after he scored a Met game at 3 in the morning?
After.
And it might have been because he didn't sleep at night. So instead of getting rest and recovering from whatever little bug he's got, he stayed up and scored a game. So when you do that, you know what happens when you stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning. You go to sleep. You wake up the next day, maybe a little bit later than usual, but you feel exhausted.
Of course.
And so He woke up exhausted.
That's not normal.
Because he was up till 4 in the morning and said, you know, I think I'm going to skip today.
That's not normal behavior when you're sick to watch Mets A's at 2 in the morning.
And then the tweet at 4 a.m. Who saw that? Al Dukes and Garbage Men? Who the hell's up at 4 a.m. looking at Twitter?
Unbelievable. The only worse would have been a Rico at 4:30. 888-808-1019. All right. Led the show, obviously. Does Aaron Judge need to win a championship to be considered an all-time great Yankee? And furthermore, before we get back to your calls, let me just say this. Last night, Tiki, I'm no doctor. But when Aaron Judge hits the homer and I see Jazz Chisholm raise his arms into the air in celebration, if that elbow is a torn UCL, I got to think that it doesn't look as fluid as that. Yeah. Am I over-exaggerating?
No, I think you're right. It's why, you know, he's on the IL, but it doesn't look like it's an extended stint coming. And hopefully, even if there is a damage, it's not, you know, it doesn't prevent him from being able to play.
Yeah, and ultimately, I think we've kind of glossed over because we didn't want to speculate how bad the injury was. But I don't forget, and you don't forget, and everybody listening doesn't forget. Before the Yankees got Jazz Chisholm, they were playing some of the worst baseball in baseball for 2 months. He changed everything. He creates runs on his own. He is the energy spark plug.
Right.
He fluidly went over and played third base. I don't want to say the Yankees need Jazz, but they need
Ricky.
Jazz. He was the perfect missing link to a team if you have dreams of winning a World Series. And I have to be real. Look, he misses a bulk of the weeks of September. For me to believe truly that this team could be the team that gets Aaron Judge his first ring, I need Jazz Chisholm Jr.
Honestly, I don't feel an urgency for him to play right now.
No, not right now.
I don't. I mean, is up and down as the Yankees may feel at times, right? They lose the first game to the White Sox and it's just, what the hell is going on here? You know, ultimately, Juan Soto and Judge and some of these other pitching, maybe, get a vintage Nestor or get a Cole. They're going to win more games than they're going to lose.
Right.
I'd rather have him healthy in September than force him back trying to push, you know, for the division right now.
I completely agree. But I will not have full confidence in this Yankee team if it's October and Jazz is not available.
Right. These next couple of weeks, take your time, man.
Take your time. That's it. Take your time, because the Yankees do need him if they want the ultimate goal. Woody in Plattsburgh. Woody, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope everything is going well.
All's good.
Last time I called this number, it was the Loogie and Lightning show. Now, I'm guessing this is probably a different show, because I don't hear countless ludicrous Mets takes that are extremely delusional.
Those will come at 4:30, Woody.
Yes, 4:30. Woody.
Oh, okay, 4:30. All right. I just want to, you know, just that.
This is the thumb and the Pro Bowler show.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, Loogie's my guy, but those takes, once he starts bringing the Yankees into it, that's when I start paying attention. When he hoped to, lose 3 to Baltimore just to stick it to us.
Yeah, right.
That's what kind of pushed me over the edge.
Right.
Now I'm hoping you do lose 3 to Baltimore and you get smoked.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Fall 5 games out of the wild card, you know.
Well, what do you hope the Mets do that? You're a Yankee fan. What do you, you're just
Yeah, no,
as
no,
Yankee.
I don't care. Yeah, no, that's okay. Sometimes I can be wrong. I'm not worried about it.
All right, fair enough.
Sometimes you just got to take one on the chin, just to show them what time it is.
I hear you.
Now, as far as Judge goes, right, listen, Sean, I'm with you, which I rarely am, but I'm definitely with you. There's a huge difference between being an all-time great Major League Baseball player and an all-time great Yankee.
Mm.
You can't be an all-time great Yankee if you make the statement, Judge an all-time great Yankee, but then you go, yeah, but, or you go, but. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only way that he can combat that, right, is if he starts hitting in the playoffs. I'm not saying he has to win a chip in order to be able to, verbally spar or combat that statement, but it would certainly go a long ways in helping make his case. I mean, you got to win a chip to be an all-time great Yankee. Yeah. It is what it is.
I think you're right about this, Woody, but the challenge is it could always be someone else's fault that he doesn't. So I think you hit it right, Woody, the first part of your statement. He's just got to be a beast in the playoffs. If he's a beast in the playoffs, then he didn't win a championship will be rebutted with, it wasn't his fault.
Okay, yes. And I want to make this very clear because I'm going to be transparent. I've been very hard on Brian Cashman.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Cashman has disappointed me greatly over the last decade, and I can point to a lot of mistakes that he's made building a roster. What I can't say, and this is in support of Brian Cashman, is that Aaron Judge hasn't had great talent around him to try to win it, especially this year. How often does a guy who's an all-time great get to hit back-to-back in a lineup with another guy who's an all-time great? And it's, I mean, look at when Pujols was with Trout. It is viewed as just a colossal disaster if you don't find your way to a World Series.
Yeah, but I don't know what it was with them. I mean, we used to have Shoshone. Mike Socha would come on our show, our national show, when we were doing our previews. And we ask him the same question every single time. When are you getting pitching?
Right.
And it was always the same. Well, we just hope some of these young guys develop. Clearly, they didn't want to spend money.
Right.
Like, they didn't have the resources or didn't want to expend the resources, even though I think they do actually have the resources, to try to make their rotation better. The Yankees aren't that. Right? The Yankees aren't going to, we'll help the young guys come along.
Right.
They're going to find a way to get a good rotation and good bullpens. And even though, some of the moves this trade deadline didn't actually work out fantastically, but still, at least
that's an understatement.
Right. They're going to try.
Right.
The Angels weren't even trying. So the excuse is clearly on the organization.
Yeah.
Whereas with the Yankees, because they are going to try.
Right. Gerrit Cole's here.
You as a staff and as a lineup and Aaron Judge in particular can't have OPSs of 500 to 600. You just can't.
No.
And that's where he'll get blamed until he starts to play great in the postseason.
And we've seen it with another player in this town. And again, I will point to his banner for the second time this hour. A-Rod. A-Rod had some of these postseasons we've talked about, like Judge's had, and great talent around, and it felt like a disappointment. All it takes is one run. And for me, there will be no more wide-open window than this 2024 AL playoff format, entire Major League Baseball format. It's got to be this kind of run. Eric in Massapequa. Eric, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Two things. One, Ted Williams never won, and he's still considered an all-time great.
But that, was kind of before, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, there's two things you're getting wrong, Eric.
Of all the pro sports, there's never been – this is the easiest sport to take away someone's best player.
No, but Eric.
And outside
Eric,
of Soto, like
– Eric.
Hold
Eric,
on, we'll let you finish, Eric. Go ahead.
Yeah, hold – just give me this 1 second. I think I stated this. He could be an all-time great Major League Baseball player. My point was all-time great Yankee. The Red Sox never won before 2004, so that's why Ted Williams was completely different. Yes, he's an all-time great baseball player. It was easy to be an all-time great Red Sox. It is not easy to be an all-time great Yankee without winning a championship.
I agree to an extent. I mean, the guy is doing stuff that like only Babe Ruth has done. He's going to have his third 50 home run season. He's going to be an all-time great Yankee. I personally, I'm 41. I've seen a lot. I don't see any possible way where in 10 years from now, if they don't win a World Series, and to go on what you were saying before with Cashman, if he continues to build the team, I don't think they're going to because he's terrible. I don't think in 10 years from now we're going to say, oh, man, Judge is great, but he's not an all-time great Yankee because he never won. The guy might have 500-600 home runs and three MVPs, four MVPs.
You're right.
He's going to be an all-time great.
And, by the way, Eric, I tend to agree with you because I think he's going to do the exceptional, right?
Yeah.
The 600 home run level. And I just laid it out to
Sean
about
I think he's going to age well.
30 minutes ago, if he plays for another decade and he keeps hitting 40 to 50 home runs, even if he's not playing in the field, I mean, he's going to get the 700 home runs.
And that will be a baseball icon. But I just think...
But he did it as a Yankee and as a lifetime Yankee. And so certain things like make you an all-timer in baseball history and transcends into all-timer for your team. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. And that's why his case is so unique because of that, we'll get punished for being a Yankee and not winning because everybody who's come before him in this uniform that has been iconic has a World Series to go with it, if not more.
Okay, so let's change this conversation then. If Aaron Judge slashes exactly like he does in the regular season and the postseason from here on out, and they don't win, not his fault, but they don't win. Is he an all-time great Yankee?
You're talking about for like the rest of his career this
year? Rest of his career. So let's say he gets to the postseason championship, the ALCS three times, and he's great. They just can never push through. Not his fault, but he's fantastic. Is he an all-time Yankee?
Okay.
Because I honestly could see that happening.
I can, you know, too.
I can see that.
So
being
it depends on your definition. Will he have his number retired? Of course. Will he have a plaque in Monument Park? Of course. Will there be an entire generation where Aaron Judge
isn't
is their guy?
Isn't that all-time Yankee?
But what I'm talking about is, and this is such a fake made-up thing.
You're talking about judging against history.
Well, what I'm saying is, hey, okay, in 30 years from now, that Aaron Judge career has played out. Mm-hmm. We've moved on. Build your Mount Rushmore of all-time Yankees. You get to pick four guys and put them on the head of the mountain. And it's such a stupid radio debate, and just bear with me. Okay. I hate that. It's hack radio.
Right.
I can't put Aaron Judge on that Mount Rushmore without the championship. Because of these other legends.
Even if he hits.
Yes.
Even if he hits.
750 home runs all time, all that. Ringless. Because you know ultimately what will be looked upon if he has that kind of career? We'll use this word, and it won't be his fault. Disappointment. Yeah. Disappointment that the Yankees could never win a championship, with a guy whose whole career was spent hitting 750 homers for the organization.
Yeah, I think we're nuanced a little bit now because we understand that it's not all his fault.
Of course.
More so than I think, because we talk about it so much.
Yeah.
And so I think that he might get excused. I really do.
Not in this town. Not in this town.
Not just this town, that franchise.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get compared to Jeter, Mantle,
yeah,
Ruth.
But he's different than Jeter. And
he's a different
situation.
Kind of player. But Ruth, Gehrig, Mantle, DiMaggio, they won championships.
You have to win championships if you're the caliber of player of Aaron Judge and played for the Yankees. Championships. You got to get one first. Let's actually get to the World Series.
The league has changed. Playoff expansion has changed. I'll take championship.
Yeah.
Because I have to be consistent. I look at A-Rod as a great Yankee with the one championship.
Yeah, but A-Rod didn't play his entire career with the Yankees. He obviously had multiple stops. This is probably going to be a lifelong Yankee. Yeah. I think we all agree with that with his new contract. So you got to win championships.
Okay. I mean, look, worry about making a fifth playoff in your lifetime, Tommy.
Matt, well, you don't have to take a shot and deflect. That was rude.
I do. I'm big on deflecting. Matt New Rochelle. Matt, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Listen, what's the last time Aaron Judge was on the mound pitching as a number one starter? You guys know it's all about pitching in this league.
Yeah.
Hold on, Matt.
Go ahead. I'll listen.
Let's be real, though. Let's not change history. What has been the Yankees' biggest flaw in the Aaron Judge era of not accomplishing a big goal? It's been their lack of hitting versus big pitching like Houston. It hasn't been their rotation.
Well, it's been their pitching. It's been their bullpen. What more can Judge do out there? The guy almost won a triple crown. He's a threat to win a triple crown now. The guy's amazing. And I go back to Mattingly. And to me, Mattingly is an all-time great. What more could Mattingly have done?
But wouldn't you agree if Mattingly had, and I know the playoffs were different, if Mattingly had won two championships, isn't he knocking on the door of that Mount Rushmore? He's basically cast aside as even a top 10 Yankee of all time because he didn't win a championship.
A little different with Mattingly. I talked to my friend Tim McNally about that, and it's about injuries with him.
Yeah.
But Aaron Judge, and let's be honest, too, about Judge. Derek Jeter's not in the same zip code as Aaron Judge as a player. And you're already calling Jeter an all-time great, whatever. Aaron Judge is a tremendous baseball player. He can't do anything more.
Yeah,
the guy's dominant.
Yeah, I think there's just different ways to get there.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge, because we want to debate who's there, meaning all-time great status, who's at that all-time great status. But we also realize that the paths are very different to getting there. And Jeter's is not because he was one of the greatest players in Major League Baseball at the time. Aaron Judge is one of the greatest players in Major League Baseball at this time, but he hasn't won the championships. Jeter's won all the championships.
Yeah.
And so it's hard, and he was the captain. So it's hard to deny him the accolade that he deserves because he was such a catalyst for those teams.
And that's it. It's just the organization and the expectations that comes with it. And if this sounds like I'm slighting Aaron Judge, it's not. Aaron Judge is my favorite Yankee. I love him. I honestly, if I had a son, Aaron would be in consideration. Like, that is how much I adore Aaron Judge. It's just the reality of the organization he plays for. When you are an all-time great on this kind of team, to play an entire career and have that kind of whole, to be one of the best immortals in baseball history and not win a championship, you lose that Mount Rushmore-esque situation.
And as far as Jeter, he wasn't the best player at his position throughout the course of the regular season, but in October, he was the best player. And that's what Aaron needs to be. Yeah, it's great to be the best player in baseball during the regular season, but when you get to October, Jeter always elevated his game. That entire team did, Bernie, all those guys. And Judge has to do that as well.
Yeah, and don't kid yourselves. All of you guys calling and support us, you'll be the first ones absolutely calling in the fan on October 15th if the Yankees go down with a whimper and Aaron Judge is, 0-for-3 with a walk in the elimination game going, all those home runs, I mean, he's... The Yankee fans in the stadium booed Aaron Judge in a year he had 62 homers in a playoff series that were getting swept by the Astros. So who's kidding who in real time?
And I promise this is not a troll, but if Juan Soto leaves, he will never play with another player the caliber of Juan Soto ever again. So this might be his best chance to win a championship based on a teammate that he has.
I completely agree. And based on what is around them, as we keep pointing out, and how wide open. Joe in Linden. Joe, what's up?
This is Joe Linden, right?
Yep. What's up, dude?
Okay, how you doing, guys? I listen to you every day.
Thank you, man.
Okay, I want to compare Mantle and Judge because I grew up when Mantle was playing, and every time he came on the TV, I would go to the TV and watch him play because I expected him to hit a home run every time he was on.
Yep.
The same with Judge now. Everybody's expecting him to hit a home run every time he's on. So, they're both comparable to that. Now, what do you think? Mantle played with a bad knee for many years. Do you know the story how he got his knee hurt?
I do not, actually, off the top of my head.
Okay, actually what happened was Casey Stengel had said to him, DiMaggio's not feeling well today, so you go after every ball. That's it. So the ball was hit. Mickey Mantle went to catch the ball. DiMaggio called him off. He caught the ball, DiMaggio, but then Mantle stepped in a six-inch drain hole on the field and hurt his knee.
Oh, man.
So he was playing hurt for many years. And also, there was no designated hitter at that time, so he probably could have played late into the 70s.
Right. It's a different era, different game. Right.
Completely different. But that doesn't change the fact. And by the way, in real time, we have to alert this. The Mets were up 5-0.
Yeah, they were up 5-0 in the top of the fourth, when Jose Quintana gave up a grand slam to J.J. Bleda, and now they are challenging a play at the plate. I missed who was trying to score, but he missed the plate.
Okay.
And so it's ultimately going to be out. It's going to be in the Mets' favor, but he missed the plate.
Okay. So that'll get it back to 5-4.
Yes.
All right. Interesting. Power of positivity check-in fourth inning, Tommy.
Everything is absolutely positive. By the way, from the game last night, I wanted to bring this up to Tiki because he has a son that plays at, remind me again, Tiki?
Princeton. And Brown.
There's Langoliers.
As you know, with the A's, they have Mike Cameron's son and they have Phil Nevin's son.
Yeah.
On the broadcast last night, they showed Phil and Mike going to their seats. They both had like a cold brewski, like a Coors Light. Isn't that the greatest thing ever? Two dads drinking a beer, watching their sons play Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
2 years ago, and it ended up, my younger son wasn't playing because he had torn his ACL early in the week, but Princeton played Brown. So we took like party buses down to Princeton from New Jersey. It was awesome. And then ESPN had me up in the booth just talk because it was
really?
On ESPN
That's cool.
U or something like that. So I was in the booth talking about my kids. It was awesome.
That's a cool
They're
moment.
Like, yeah, we just want you for like 5 minutes. I was up there for like 12.
That's got to be so awesome.
He scored his first touchdown of his college career in that game.
How great is that?
It was AJ did, not Jason. Obviously, he didn't play.
My daughter was clearly the worst player in 4-year-old soccer.
She stinks. Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, that age, they're just standing around.
Exactly.
Sean.
I do want to take this call. Yesterday, I told the story of a man named Vinny who won tickets on this show to Creed.
Oh.
And he's
Is Vinny calling?
And I met his wife, who works at a blood lab.
Yeah, blood lab. Yeah.
Blood lab, and she saw my name, we started talking, and she was completely stiffed on going to Creed with her husband because he's going to take his buddy. Vinny has called in.
Nice.
Vinny in Bayshore. Vinny, hello.
What's up, Sean?
How are you, bro?
What up, Vinny?
I'm good, man. First off, I love the show. You guys are awesome, dude.
Thank you, man.
I really enjoyed the segment yesterday. Thanks for my 2 minutes of fame.
Yeah, so what's going on here? Your wife is awesome.
You got to give me a chance to defend myself.
All right, let's hear it. This is your chance, Vinny.
Well, first of all, Sean, I'm not a crappy husband. I'm a good husband, man. I work my butt off. I take care of my wife and my twins.
Hey, respect.
I work hard every day. I'm not a crappy husband,
respect,
all right? So
man.
That's first of all.
Okay.
Right? Evan, I don't know, man. You're talking about I haven't been married long enough to know what's going on here. I've been married 14 years, dude. I've been in the game for a while. I'm not a rookie.
Okay.
Maybe I don't know how it goes in your house. Maybe your wife wears the pants. I'm not really sure. But in my house, I wear the pants.
Nice.
All right?
Nice.
Okay. All right.
And I got one for Tiki, too. Right, Tiki, I saw last night you had to look up the top three songs of Creed, which tells me you obviously don't know much about the band.
No, I don't. I don't at all.
It's a Christian rock band, dude. It's a Christian rock band, all right? It's not a sensual R&B concert. It's Genuine and Joe to see. It's okay to go with a buddy.
See,
Vinny,
that's more my speed, by the way.
I know.
That's my era.
But, Vinny, that's your wife, and she wants to go to the concert. She poured her heart out to me.
Yes, I know. So first of all, with that, my wife's way too beautiful to take into that city, man. I don't. She's too classy to be exposed to some homeless guy dropping his drawers on the sidewalk.
Oh, jeez, Vinny, come on.
Man. She don't need to be around none of that.
Vinny, that sounds.
So what's the solution, Vinny?
So I gotta give you a little background here, okay?
All right, let's hear it.
So this started as an inside joke. My buddy calls me up in, like, January and says, dude, Creed's coming to town. We're going to the concert. I'm getting us tickets. And I'm, you know, all right, man, whatever you say. You know, this went on for a couple of weeks. I had no intentions of going to the concert. So, obviously, I listen to the fan every day at work, man. And I happen to call and win the tickets. So, of course, naturally, I call my buddy. I said, dude, we're going. I got him. And I kid you not, man, we laughed for about 20 minutes straight. I don't think we could get a word in on the phone. We just laughed.
Oh, that's funny. He already bought the tickets?
No, he didn't.
To be fair, she did not tell me that your buddy started this.
It started almost a month before I got the tickets. It was just an inside joke. He's taking me to concert. We're getting tickets. We're going. He's buying the tickets. So. Obviously, we were just joking around. So when I called and warned him, you could imagine we laughed for about 20 minutes.
Right. So now what's happening? Are you taking your wife or are you taking your buddy?
I'm taking my buddy, man.
You gotta make it up to her. Right, There's gotta be something else you gotta take her to.
Right, a selfish jerk.
Since we were about 10 years old, I think we sing every song on the damn radio in a Creed voice. Me and him are going, man.
I'm stunned got married if that was your hobby. All right, Vinny.
I'm telling you, I love my wife to death. She's the most beautiful woman in the world to me, but she's not coming.
All right, well, thanks for the call, Vinny.
Nice.
Unbelievable. All right, look, I didn't get that. See, that's where it's two sides to a story. His wife did not tell me his buddy initiated that. That being said, I still think it's a little weird just to go with your dude friend to watch Creed.
It's Creed. They must love Creed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they're singing, you know, I can take you higher, arm around your back.
I mean, Rondé is the one that introduced me to Teddy Swim. So if I just had one ticket, would I take Rondé or my wife?
I got to be honest. Teddy Swims is cooler than Creed, though.
Yeah, but he sings love songs. That's all he does.
It's a bunch
of love songs.
So what would you do?
I'd probably take my wife.
Okay. There you go. Tiki Barber, ladies and gentlemen. Tiki Barber. All right. When we come back, we'll continue to take your calls on Aaron Judge, the Yankees, history, all of that. Plus, the New York Giants are on the practice field. Malik Nabers is on the practice field. Is it time to see Daniel Jones to Malik Nabers in a preseason game? More on that next, 888-808-1019.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.